a rich man's world.
My name is Mike Tyson. This is the Homegrown Podcast. And I know the show, but it is pretty good. Hosted by Josh Thomas. A rich man's world.
What's up, everybody? January the 23rd, 2023. Homegrown Podcast. What the fuck is up? Monday morning. It's actually January the 22nd. It's actually Sunday right now, but I'm getting a jump start on this week. Recording a day early. Okay? So that's fucking, that's new. You guys can see I'm obviously fucking inspired. I'm ready to do episodes. I'm ready to come out of my shell a little bit. What's up, guys? This is fucking cool. Monday morning, we're driving to work. We're fucking smashing hookers. We're fucking railing coke. We are fucking out here, baby. Let's do an ad read. Before we get into the show, as always, brought to you by Phone Soap. Go to phonesoap.com and use the code TAKEDOWN for 20% off your order. You're probably wondering, what is Phone Soap? I'm glad you asked. Phone Soap makes this little tanning bed for your phone. It keeps your phone 99.9% germ-free using UV ray lights. They also have this little fucking wand you can Harry Potter shit with, and it gets rid of germs too, also using UV ray lights. So that is phonesoap.com, and the referral code is TAKEDOWN. We're also brought to you by Origin Maine, aka Jocko Fuel. Head on over to their site via the link in the bio. We got lots of cool shit over there. And as always, brought to you by the Homegrown Fight Company. You guys are probably wondering, you're like, damn, homeboy, what got you so inspired to podcast again? Boredom, mainly. No, I did a show the other day with a good friend of mine named Joel Rojas. It was Beyond the Cage with Joel. I love talking to that guy. It's one of my really good friends. And I don't know why my voice just shook just then. I was trying to fight a yawn. I'm not even gonna lie. But I done the Beyond the Cage podcast, and I really like talking. I like throwing shit out into the void and just seeing where it goes. But I don't know. I like podcasting. It's fun. It's nice. It's very stressful lately. Life, not podcasting. Life is very stressful. We got lots of plans, and this is a nice little breather every now and again. So that's pretty cool. I miss you guys as well. I wanted to do Thanksgiving episodes. I wanted to do Christmas episodes. Talk about fucking Krampus. I think the mic just dropped, and if it did, I'm totally fucking sorry, but I'm not gonna edit that. I wanted to do holiday episodes and you know, talk about holiday history or just random shit. But that obviously didn't happen. And now we're here. So you get what you get. I love social media for big brands lately. Like, I love that, like, Wendy's and Burger King Twitter, like, tweeting back and forth and shit. And I follow Slim Jim, which is pretty active. They post a lot of memes. And I recently followed Jack Links. And Jack Links, you know, they the Sasquatch is their fucking guy, right? So they posted this shit. It says, why Sasquatch is a good fishing partner. Number one, he doesn't talk, which is accurate. In a good fishing partner, you want someone that's going to be quiet. They're going to be chill. Not axe murderer quiet, but they're going to be quiet enough to vibe with. Number two, his fur is a natural insulator. He's not going to complain about getting cold. So this is big facts. This is what we like. We like somebody that's not going to be like, oh God, it's so fucking cold, I want to go back to the truck. No, shut up. Shut up, dude. You're out here, we're fucking ice fishing, or we're in a kayak. You know what I mean? I don't want you bitching about being cold. So that's two. Number two is great. And number three, he won't drink your beer. I don't know if anybody else is like me. I get shit hammered every fucking time I go fishing. Never fails. I've not been fishing as an adult and not got fucking shit housed. So Sasquatch not drinking your beer, that's a fucking good thing, dude. So I'm, you know, Jack Links, I'm going to say go give him a follow, because that's pretty solid shit. What else did I write down here in the show notes? Oh, Breaking Bad celebrated a 15-year anniversary, January the 19th. I've said it before. I'll say it again. The Sopranos, the greatest TV show ever wrote. Number two is Breaking Bad. Okay, and that's interchangeable because sometimes I'll get on a Sopranos kick and I'll be like, this is the fucking greatest show ever wrote. And then sometimes I'll just get on that Breaking Bad train and I'll just rewatch it and I'm just like, there is not a better fucking TV series than Breaking Bad. And I think we all had Walter White in our family somewhere. I know most of my listeners here in Virginia, they've got a couple Walter Whites in their family and a couple Jesse Pinkmans. I think I went to high school with a bunch of Jesse Pinkmans, actually, now that I think about it. Don't do drugs, kids. I mean, there are some good drugs. I mean, you know, you can just explore. Here's the rule of thumb. If it comes from the earth, it's usually fine. So that's marijuana, psilocybin, right? Those are all great things. Tools, right? There's a fucking dosimeter going off in the background because I have a video in the living room going of a fucking Chernobyl exploration. So let's recap. If it comes from the earth, it's probably okay. If it is prescribed by a doctor and it makes you happy, probably okay. If it's prescribed by a doctor and you feel yourself itching in between taking your pills, not okay. And if it rots your teeth out, also not okay. Does it give you scabs? Not okay. Do you pick your skin? Not okay. Can you do it at a 1975 concert and dance all night and have like the greatest night of your life? Probably okay. That's just where I stand on drugs and, you know, little stuff like that. I don't know how we got into this, actually. Prince Harry released a book called Spare. Okay, and you guys know I'm normally not the read a book titled Spare by Prince Harry type, but I've been seeing a lot of stuff on the internet about it. And one thing that I've seen was that Prince Harry accidentally ate mushroom chocolate at Courtney Cox's house and then chased it down with tequila and tripped fucking balls, apparently. In the book, he noted that he had a slight crush on Courtney Cox and that they were partying at her house. And he sees these chocolates in her fridge and thinks that they're regular chocolate. So he eats a fucking lot. And then he chases it down with tequila and tripped so hard that he thought the toilet was talking to him. There's lots of layers here to pick this apart. But I'm going to say, even Prince Harry is with me on the if it comes from the earth, probably okay side of things. And I don't think he meant to, but I heard through the wondrous comment sections on Reddit, Prince Hardy's got that dog in him. And yeah. So anyways, speaking of Courtney Cox, the trailer for Scream 6 dropped, and it looks fucking phenomenal. I'm super pumped for it, dude. So pumped. Hayden Panettiere is going to be back in it. Panettiere, I think is how you say her name. She's going to be back in it, as well as Courtney Cox, as well as Sam and Tara from the last movie, which, by the way, phenomenal. I like the direction Scream's going. That was really crazy how I just tied those two things together. Prince Harry and Scream 6. Courtney Cox is a fucking legend, dude. Gale Weathers on the scene. Sometimes when I hold the mic, I feel like Gale Weathers. Scream 6 looks fucking great, though, dude. That fucking dosimeter's going off again, bro. I've been watching a lot of Chernobyl shit. I love... Okay, let me just break this down. I love the idea that there's just places in the world we're just not supposed to go. North Korea being one of them, which who would want to go? Like, hold on, let's just stop right there. North Korea. Who the fuck wants to go to North Korea? I was watching a video the other day of a man traveling to North Korea, and there's like these statues of like Kim Jong-il and Kim Jong-un. And if you're like a foreigner, you're supposed to take flowers and just drop them off at the statue. And you're allowed to take photos with the statues, but they can't be selfies, and you can't wear a hat, you can't wear sunglasses. Like, they're super particular about literally everything. And it's a fucking communist country. Kim Jong-un is literally potentially the Antichrist. That dude is a fucking idiot. If you're a fan of the movie The Interview, you know, Seth Rogen, James Franco, there was a time when people in South Korea were attaching flash drives to balloons and sending them up so they would land into North Korea, and it just had copies of the movie The Interview on it, as well as like Google and like outside web browsers, because North Korea has their own internet. They don't even fucking use Google. And the other place we're not supposed to go is fucking Chernobyl. And so Chernobyl is something that's absolutely fascinating to me. And I think I've talked about it on the podcast before about like what Pripyat endured exactly. And like what Chernobyl, like what happened exactly. I'm pretty sure I did an episode on that. But seeing it now, right, years later, it's just nature is absolutely fucking taken over. Or they're reclaiming this space in the world that is absolutely fucking decimated, right? I mean, not decimated, it's abandoned would be a better term for it. And it's just so interesting seeing that nature is reclaiming this place that humans fucking destroyed. And I watch these videos, people walking through Pripyat, and they're taking dosimeters, which as you could hear in the background just now, I think. And they're just looking at the radiation levels all through this town, which in Pripyat, there are areas that are more radiated than others, but it's still crazy just seeing the amount of radiation that's just everywhere. You know what I mean? Like, it's just so crazy. And what's even crazier is people are swimming in the water. People are drinking this water. I mean, it's fascinating. And radiation is one of those things, like, it's a silent killer. Like, you can't exactly see it. And you can't really smell it. The only thing that, like, you would know you're in radiation would be, like, you get this metallic taste in your mouth. But it's just so fascinating seeing these videos and seeing people explore something that's just forgotten, almost. I think it was April 1986, maybe? And it's just so crazy. Just, I don't know, I live vicariously through these people. I want to travel to Chernobyl. I want to do a whole vlog in Chernobyl. I'd like to fucking podcast in Chernobyl. That'd be fucking tight. But I've been watching these videos. There's my guy Shy, who Shie, if you want to find him on YouTube, he's phenomenal. Then there's these other guys that I've been watching who've literally been just swimming and rowboating and just chilling right by the reactor. And it's just so crazy to me. Like, that would sketch me out, I think. And of course, if you have a history of cancers in your family, you probably shouldn't do that. I have a history of cancers in my family, so I'm fucking terrified to go, but I think it'd be fun. I just think it's this thing, and it might be the fact that, like, everybody wants to do something they're told they're not allowed to do. So, like, right now, they're like, oh, hey, you're not allowed to be here. And I'm just like, fuck, I want to just go play in everything. I want to go take selfies in front of the reactor. I want to have a meal in, like, an abandoned house in Pripyat. Like, I don't know. I want to chill. I wrote down to talk about George Washington's shambles. And I think I'm going to save that for another date. Because I have my little podcast host here. I've got Sadie with me. You want to say hi? Hi. You got to speak louder than that. Say hi. Hi. And we're chilling. What are we going to go do? Are we going to go eat some ice cream? Yeah. We're going to go have some ice cream. So Monday morning podcast, I'm going to put a little bit of urgency in this now. So you're probably wondering what George Washington shambles am I wanting to talk about? So you guys know that I am a huge fan of the American History Tellers podcast. And so recently I was listening to their 6-part series on the Revolutionary War. And I think in American history, the Revolutionary War is probably my favorite. Little known fact, George Washington was a little bit of a fucking cunt, dude. With all due respect, first president of the United States, he was kind of a bitch, dude. So essentially, is everybody aware of like what the Boston Tea Party was? So let me just backtrack. George Washington was living in Virginia, and he wanted to join the British army, pretty much. The British, whatever the fuck they were called, the British military. But he was American born. And I think that was probably a lot of the reason why he wasn't allowed to go to Britain and or to go to England and fight in their military. But anyways, he was a bit of a dickhead, right? So when America was first established, right, let's just backtrack a little bit. The Dutch actually are the ones that settled in New York. And of course, England had settled the 13 colonies. The French and the Spanish actually were the, so of course, Spanish, lower part of America. And the French had actually pretty much went from Michigan straight down to Louisiana. And so there was this rumor that the French were in Ohio, and they were going to Pennsylvania, was the quote unquote, the, you know, that was the fact, right? And so George Washington was like, anybody fucking taking over my Pennsylvania? So he leads this group of troops to Pennsylvania, and he finds the fucking French sleeping in the middle of the night. And he's like, you know what would be fucking awesome? If we just smoked them. And that's exactly what happened. George Washington fucked these dudes up in the middle of the night, right? This event caused the Seven-Year War, a.k.a. the French and Indian War, right? So you could pretty much say, like, I don't give a fuck what your history teacher tells you. You can pretty much say George Washington started the fucking Seven-Year, a.k.a. the French and Indian War. And then he's fucking mad at England, right? Because the French and Indian War drained a lot of, like, Europe, like, monetarily. So England was like, you know what we're going to do? We're going to tax the fuck out of America because, like, they're ours and we can. And George Washington put up with these taxes, and he put up with these taxes. The last tax that he put up with was a stamp tax. And it was like when the stamp tax hit, he was like, no, no fucking more. And then the Revolutionary War began. I didn't know that George Washington was the motherfucker that pretty much started the Seven-Year War. I had no fucking idea. His direct orders from England were like, hey, go find the French, confront them, and just ask what they're doing. And then like tell them, like, this is our shit. And he was like, nah, I don't want to do that. I'm going to fuck them up. And he did. He fucked them up. And then that started the French and Indian War. And then in a roundabout way, kicked off the Revolutionary War. So, was George Washington as cool as we think he was? I don't know. He had, like, fucking wooden teeth. He had slaves. That automatically makes him kind of a dick. And then, you know, of course, this fucking Seven-Year War that he started. But, I mean, that's no big deal. Whatever. Yeah, that was my George Washington shambles that I wrote down. I'm pretty sure that was all that I was wanting to cover with that. I have no fucking idea, dude. I got a little off topic. I can't reach my fucking drink. That's a problem. I'm going to do that. Hang on. Oh, yeah. I'm going to take a drink, and you guys are going to listen. It's going to be fucking awesome. You ready? Just like old times. So Sadie's aunt and uncle bought her a drum set for Christmas. It's awesome. If you're wondering how that's going. It's fucking awesome, dude. We're like the worst neighbors that I know. You can literally, like, when you're parking in the driveway, you can hear this fucking drum set if she's banging on it. And she knocks it over almost daily. I have to pick these fucking drums up and just put them, like, every single day. Cymbal crashes, fucking snare drum, bass drum, everything. Knocks it the fuck over every single day. I love her. I did pause the recording. We had ice cream earlier. That was pretty dope. That 90s show, the sequel to that 70s show, has hit Netflix. It's a little cheesy, but it's fucking awesome. It is so cool, dude. It's everything you want in a sequel to that 70s show. Absolutely perfect, dude. Fucking so cool. We started binge watching it last night. We got like 4 episodes deep, and I was like, yo, we're gonna have to save this because I think it's only 10 episodes. It's fucking dope though. Super cool. What other news is there? I'm trying to think. I think that's pretty much it, dude. I think that's pretty much it. We're coming up on the 7-year mark that Elaine Park has been missing from her home in from her home in California. She was last seen in Calabasas, California. She's a Korean American. She is 26 years old. She has multiple tattoos. She has a cow skull and a butterfly on her upper left arm, a dagger on her lower right arm, and a rose tattoo on her left shoulder. We are looking for her. Still, I'm in a Facebook group actually to help find Elaine. I stumbled across this case while binge listening to Live and Die in LA, the podcast by Neil Strauss. And the Elaine case is so fucking perplexing. I'm going to do a whole episode, maybe a 2-parter on the Elaine Park case. I've shared it all over Instagram and Facebook. Share the poster. It's fucking crazy, dude. I have a lot of thoughts regarding the Elaine Park situation. They just kind of got fucking dark, I think. And I'm going to end it. Before I let you guys go, if you've made it this far, go check out my Instagram. Check out the link in the show notes. Okay, the link tree. We have a lot of shit on there right now. I'm actually looking really quick. So we've got a free instructional on there on YouTube that Alicia and I done. I've got the Homegrown MMA Show, which is about to get updated. The Homegrown Fight Co page, Jocko Fuel, the official YouTube of me, which hasn't been updated in a minute. My book, Phone Soap, and a couple articles that I've wrote for various websites. Go check it out. I love you guys. Fucking Monday morning, huh? We're fucking doing this thing, dude. All right, adios. Peace.